And on today's Windy City Queercast, my girlfriend Kelly and I are sitting on the front porch on a gorgeous Labor Day evening, packing away the white shoes and listening to the sultry tunes of Luba Mason, the sexy Slovak. It's going to be a really great show.
Windy City Queercast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
We're talking mega gay.
Oh, I like that.
I'm Kelly Simpkins.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queercast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming.
American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
The Windy City Queercast show number 240. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Kelly Simpkins.
And we're sitting on a porch swing.
Swanging.
On our front porch. On Labor Day. It's officially Labor Day.
Almost.
It's Labor Day.
10 minutes to Labor Day.
Put
away your white pants, folks.
No, it's the white shoes.
Put away your white shoes and your white pants. Anything white. My mom, anything white.
Anything
goes.
White?
Well, not white shirts.
White pants
and white shoes.
White purses.
White, well.
Belts.
Nah, I push the belt thing.
You push the belt thing?
And I don't carry a handbag.
No, nor a fanny pack, as we know, since I carry your cigarettes. This is the first time we've had a smoker on the podcast.
Oh, that's not true.
That's not true. That's the first time that somebody's actively been smoking, though, on the podcast.
Well, you came out and interrupted my midnight treat.
Your midnight treat?
That's the kind of loving we have here. We have a midnight treat on the porch.
That's right. What are you doing for Labor Day? You're not going to be with me.
I'm going to be with you for the evening portion.
Okay. I'm going to sound not bitter.
You're not bitter.
I'm
not bitter.
You're probably grateful. I'm going to sleep. I hope everybody slept on Labor Day. Unless you work 9 to 5, that's when you need the Labor Day. Because you've been laboring in that way.
That's true.
I'm in rehearsals for a show, so I've been laboring the past few days. A lot. In a dark theater on the last beach days of summer.
I know, it's true. I feel like I've been laboring, but it hasn't been real labor.
No.
Just emotional labor.
But you're going to be doing some fun stuff with some queer youth tomorrow.
I am.
Or today.
Today. Yeah, I am. We're going to be screening and showing the About Face Youth Theater, The Laramie Project.
Have you done that before? Have you shown the film to kids? Did you ever do the play for kids?
God, that's a good question.
That's why I have a job like this.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, I'm sure, obviously,
Young people came to see it, but I don't...
Did you ever
remember,
like a student matinee, or...
I feel like we did, but I feel like we didn't,
if you all didn't do student matinees.
If they bust kids in or something. I don't remember that. No, I don't know. I might be wrong, but I would say no.
So you're going to screen the HBO film?
Yes.
Which had tons of star-studded people in it. Who's your favorite person that you met making that film? Because you met a lot of people making that film.
I met a lot of people. I would say Laura Linney and Margot Martindale were my two favorites.
Margot Martindale. For people who don't know, Margot Martindale.
Margot Martindale is on... God, she's done so much stuff.
She's on The Riches.
She's on The Riches.
She plays the pot-smoking best friend.
She plays the pot-smoking neighbor.
She's Southern.
What's her name? Wina? Dinah?
Dinah?
Fina?
Dinah?
It's not Dinah. It's like Winana.
No, I think it's Dinah.
No, it's not
Nana.
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 You got any money, Nana?
Any money, Nana? I love Minnie Driver on that. When does that come back on?
I don't know.
Fall TVs. Soon upon us.
Fall TVs.
Fall TVs. Soon upon us.
It is soon
I'm very
upon
relaxed. Don't make fun of me. We're rocking on this swing. I had a massage today Monica. You had a massage today.
A lovely
That's
massage.
That's the way to go into Labor Day.
I still have a dent on my forehead from like 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? That's a poorly constructed table.
No, that's a great table. I was complimenting her on her table.
I don't like the face
pad
on
that
table.
No?
No.
Oh, God. That table
that
is good.
That face pad had a bar that hid my nose when I was in there.
That's because shoving your face too far down in there.
I had trouble breathing. I can't relax.
Yeah.
I always feel at the beginning of it like it's going to be over soon. So
Your massage?
Yes. As soon as it begins, I get very upset that it's going to be over soon. So I have trouble enjoying them.
Well, maybe you should have longer massages so you wouldn't feel like they were going to be over soon.
Maybe I should.
Maybe you should have an hour and a half or 2 hour massage.
That's true.
Not for me.
It's a good point.
Yeah, I'll pay for your massages. I don't love giving massages.
That's too bad.
It is.
You've never given one.
That's not true.
Okay, you've given a mini one.
That's not true either. We're telling way too many secrets on the podcast.
We're swanging.
We didn't even say... Did you even say your name? Did I even say...
Yes, you said I'm Amy Matheny and...
Did you say you're Kelly Simpkins?
I said I'm Halle Berry.
You said you're Halle Berry. I said I'm not Halle Berry, I'm Barry Bostwick. So, no, seriously, you don't... I mean, have you always gotten massage work done? Do you remember the first time you got a massage? It freaked me out the first time I got a massage. I didn't know whether to leave the underwear on or the bra on or... I think it was a guy, too.
No, I can't remember what my very, very, very first massage was, but I do know that it was in New York.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I left the panty on. I left the trow on. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if I was going to get a colonic or...
Have you ever wanted more to happen than happens?
Sometimes I have a lot of fantasies when I'm getting massaged.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Sometimes by the massage person. Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes by the massage person?
No, I mean... Sometimes I think about the massage person.
Oh, really?
Even if they're not my type. Just the way they rub me makes me want them. Just
I had
my
that happen.
Feet or my hands. I'm like
your head.
Yeah, the head. The head tonight was very good. Yeah. She gave good head.
She gave good head. Monica gives good head. It's true. No, you know,
should
I
be on her card.
That should be on her card.
Yeah,
we can be her new slogan. We've written it for her. No, it's true. I had a massage one time out at Thousand Waves.
I know.
They don't know though. So hush. Let me tell the story. So, I'm at Thousand Waves in Santa Fe, and for those
it's
people...
Thousand Waves.
What'd I say?
Thousand Waves. It's like Thanksgiving.
All right. It is like Thanksgiving.
Thousand Waves.
So,
okay.
I was at Thousand Waves in Santa Fe, New Mexico, which, of course, here in Chicago, many women know 10,000 Waves, because they do the karate and have a spa and all of that.
Did you say karate?
Karate. But anyhow, it's on this amazing hill. If you ever go to Santa Fe, or if you want a great trip, I highly recommend Santa Fe.
It's beautiful.
You've been once now with me.
I had a spiritual experience.
You did. I had a spiritual experience during this master massage with a guy like in a... When you go to this spa, they have... I mean, they must have 60 different massage therapists on their board. And they're not all working at the same time, obviously, but you can get what's called a master massage, and you are massaged in your own little, like, shoji hut, I guess, in the middle of the woods up on this mountain. And it's amazing because, I don't know, you just feel so isolated. You know you're in the woods. And this guy was massaging me, and I swear to God, I was like, take me home, daddy. I was like, Just massage wherever you want to massage. Let's go there. I didn't say that. But it's weird. My head. No, I didn't go there.
I know lots of gay men that have the massage that leads to others.
Yeah. I don't know that the lesbians do that, do they?
Not that I've heard
of. That'd be a fun film. We could make that film.
Would it be a fun film?
Well, it'd be a fun porn film.
Oh, fun porn film. There you go.
Lesbian porn. We don't have any, really.
Oh, we do.
No, we don't.
What's our topic today?
Well,
general life?
No, we're not general on general gay life. We have a really great, I think I'm thinking like relaxing and sultry. Because we have the fabulous cabaret singer, Luba Mason, on the show. And she's fantastic. I had such a great time talking with her. She was in Chicago with Brooke Shields on Broadway. And then she also did How to Succeed in Business with Matthew Broderick and Megan Mullally. She's a 6-foot-tall, blonde, Slavic bombshell woman.
I feel like I've heard of her.
She's really extremely talented. So she's on our show. And we have so much to talk about. And, you know, we're not going to get to talk about it on this show. So maybe after you finish doing your very important work with the gay kids tomorrow, we'll do a whole show on what we thought of the Democratic National Convention.
All right.
The new Republican convention coming up and
which
all
is
that.
Now being, I think, directed differently as Bush is down in Louisiana. He was supposed to give the big speech, and he's not going to do it now.
Well, how interesting is
that
they're distancing themselves. So, so yeah, let's take a really quick break. We're going to come back. We'll talk just a few more minutes. Luba Mason on the show today, and you'll be enjoying the beautiful sounds of her, which are so eclectic. It's really an amazing, amazing array of influences that come into her music. And it's a really, really fascinating story. So, fun show. Let's go to the news.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Blue Aluminum Bottle Maker.
Mr. Blue Aluminum Bottle Maker.
Your amazing creation allows us to keep our beer, our hands, and the Arctic ice shelf completely cool.
It's really, really cold.
The only problem we have taking a drink, removing our lips from the bottle after taking a drink.
My lips are stuck.
Sure, we need a beer this cold. Should we ever find ourselves running wind sprints at the bottom of an active volcano?
I'm on fire.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh frier of the frigid. Now, can somebody please pry this bottle from my frozen hand?
Mr. Blue Aluminum Bottle Man.
Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is The Week in News.
Gay rights pioneer Del Martin, age 87, passed away on August 27th in San Francisco. On June 16th, Martin and her longtime partner Phyllis Lyon became the first same-sex couple to legally wed in California after the state Supreme Court lifted the ban on gay marriage. They were both plaintiffs in the California marriage case. They have been a couple for nearly 55 years, and together they launched the first lesbian newsletter, The Ladder, in 1956.
Anti-gay organization, the Family Policy Network, which is an affiliate of American Family Association, recently bought the domain name www.boycotthallmark.com. The network will officially launch a boycott against the nation's largest greeting card company next week. Hallmark recently announced the release of same-sex wedding greeting cards because of consumer demand now that both California and Massachusetts have legalized gay marriage.
Gay and lesbian couples who have their relationships legally recognized stay together longer. The study, a 5-year project that appeared in Developmental Psychology, began when Vermont legalized civil unions and shows that same-sex couples that are not in civil unions are more likely to end their relationship. 9% of couples not in civil unions ended their relationship, compared to 3.8% of those in a civil union.
Openly gay Australian diver Matthew Mitchum earned himself an Olympic gold medal. the 20-year-old took home the gold at the Olympic Games in Beijing from the 10-meter platform dive. Other out athletes left Beijing winners. Out of the 13 out lesbian and bi women competing in the Summer Games, six came home with gold, silver, or bronze medals, including Norwegian handball player Katja Nyberg and U.S. soccer player Natasha Kai. Two members of the U.S. silver medal-winning softball team are also openly lesbian.
Move over, Paula Abdul. Grammy Award-winning songwriter Cara DiGuardio just jumped on board to become the newest judge on American Idol. The show will now have four judges on its panel. Abdul expressed concerns over the addition, saying, "I am concerned about the audience and its acceptance. Time will tell. We'll see." Well, apparently in split decision cases, Simon Cowell will have the last call.
Holy casting, Batman. At age 62, it was announced this past week that Cher will star as Catwoman in the next Batman film, which is called The Caped Crusader. Christian Bale will continue in the titular role, and Johnny Depp will appear as villain The Riddler. A studio executive said, "Cher is Nolan's first choice to play Catwoman. He wants to portray her like a vamp in her twilight years. The new Catwoman will be the absolute opposite of Michelle Pfeiffer and Halle Berry's purring creations." And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hey, this is Carson Kressley, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
Night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance underneath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are a-falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. And all the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. And all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you?
So I'm back here sitting on the porch with my girlfriend, Kelly Simpkins.
Indeed.
Indeed we are. Now, did you ever go to cabarets when you were in New York City?
I went to a few cabarets with musical theater friends of mine.
Yeah. It's not really your genre.
It's not my thing.
But you like the jazz, which...
I love the jazz.
And Lubin Mason's all about in the Latin jazz, and I know you like the Latin women.
I do like the Latin women.
So the Latin jazz might be right up your alley.
Might be.
And up everybody else's alley if you're listening to this show, because I really did not know much about Lubin Mason, but
Is
I knew...
Is that a euphemism, up your alley, on this show? Right up your alley?
I don't know.
Could be.
Is it?
I don't know.
Okay. So,
but we digress.
We do. Well, it's what we're supposed to do. And hope that people follow us and listen and don't turn us off.
Please don't.
Please don't turn us off.
We're fun.
We are fun. So, but you love our fellow co-host Alexandra Billings when she stirs it up in a cabaret setting.
I do. I love her. She's a very unique performer.
Yes.
Love her style, love her stories, love her, so yeah. Hard not to love.
Exactly. But have you ever, across a type of music and you weren't really familiar with it? Like, do you remember the first time you really discovered Billie Holiday or the first time you really discovered jazz? For me, in a weird way, I discovered country almost as I left the South in a really deep kind of way. Or bluegrass, or has there ever been a style of music that you kind of remember somebody turning you on to, or even if it was opera, or...
Wow, very good question. Do I remember that? I remember listening to Miles Davis for the first time, and listening to John Coltrane for the first time. I remember listening to Dinah Washington for the first time. Not so much Billie Holiday or Ella Fitzgerald. They feel like they've just kind of been ingrained somewhere.
Yeah. But that music speaks to you? That kind of blues? blues and jazz.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Really, really love it. And I don't remember the very first time that ever happened or who introduced me to that.
Yeah.
I think I just read about people loving those big kind of jazz players and those big jazz singers and just going out and buying stuff to feel like I was a part of that exploration.
Yeah.
And feeling really like I was falling in love with that kind of music. And, of course, in New York, you know, there's tons of little jazz clubs you can go to that are now probably really expensive, but didn't always used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Latin music for the first time. I remember hearing that.
Really?
Like, what is that? Not the Gypsy Kings, but that sounds so corny. But that kind of popular
Latin fusion or Latin.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. I remember hearing Utalimpa. I went to Joe's Pub and heard Utalimpa sing, and that was pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard her?
I have heard her. I have very much. She sings Kurt Vile, and
yeah,
she's very emotional, throaty kind of gal. I always think of her.
She is. Very fantastic on stage. I can't remember different styles.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because I remember really getting into opera in college. Really, that became like a really strong passion of mine, and then kind of fresh out of that experience, I really fell in love with bluegrass for a little while, having always been around it. But what's interesting is that this interview that I had with Luba, you know, her roots are Slavic. And she's first generation Slovakian, and she calls herself a Slovak, which I thought was very funny. I said, you know, do I call you a Slovak? What do I call you? But she does. And she's coming to Chicago to play a couple of gigs, one for Slovak Chicago, which is a Slovakian organization. But, you know, so she had this immigrant heritage kind of folk music tradition, you know, then mixed with musical theater and standards. And then she fell in love with Latin music, and it's really an interesting story how the fusion of so many different styles in her life. And I find that so fascinating, to meet people where they have synthesized, you know, all of their experiences, especially cabaret singers, because it seems to tell their story. You know, if I'm going to go to a concert, you obviously probably want to go to a bluegrass, people who've played bluegrass all their lives. But it's really interesting, I think, for a song interpreter or an artist to show you all the sides that they bring to their art. And she has many of them. So we're going to let you hear a little bit of Luba Mason and my interview with her. And then Kelly and I'll be back.
Jersey Boys, Chicago's smash hit, has put a whole new block of tickets on sale now and into the new year. So book your seats today, either for yourself or as a great holiday gift, because there's no better way to say 'tis the season than with the seasons.
Oh, what a night.
Jersey Boys, now on sale through January 11th. Visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Hello, Deb Pierce here, letting you know that we'd love to hear back from you, so go ahead. You know you want to. Post a comment.
There was a time when ignorance made our innocence strong. There was a time when we all thought we could do no wrong. There was a time so long ago. There was a time. Here we are in the calm before the storm.
She has toured from coast to coast, and many audiences have watched her tread the boards on Broadway and Sunset Boulevard, or How to Succeed in Business, or the Will Rogers Follies. Luba Mason is the tall blonde bombshell who has a big emotional voice that makes her a 1-2 punch knockout. And she's coming to Chicago with Collage, a collage show from her CD Collage, for only 2 nights. And we're just thrilled to have her stop by the Queercast just to chat with us for the first time ever. I'm meeting you for the very first time. Hey, Luba, how are you?
I'm good, Amy. How are you?
I am so good. I have to tell you, when I got your CD and got information about you coming, I'm a huge fan of How to Succeed in Business. And
Wow. Did you see it?
I did not see your production. Years ago, I did a production of it. And I love it. I feel like that show needs even another revival now in the dawn of Mad Men and all these 1950s shows, but I just, and 1960s, I just love that show. I'm envious that I did not get to see you in it.
It's definitely held a special place in my heart because that was kind of like my big coming out role on Broadway, even though I had done 2 or 3 shows before that, Broadway shows before that. But this was like my first big role, and it was a hit show. And the character I played, Hedy LaRue, was just, you know, just such a blast to play. I mean, she was, I was literally like 7'10" in that show. And, you know, I had big heels, big hat, big hair, you know, and she was just a blast to play. So
it's so amazing. And you were in that show with Mr. Sarah Jessica Parker, as we call him, Matthew Broderick.
And actually with Sarah also, because Sarah had taken over the role from Megan Mullally, who was the Rosemary in the show. And Sarah had taken over the role before Sarah was the icon that she is now. She did it, I think, for about two or three months.
Yeah. Now, did you do it with Megan as well? Because Megan's been on our show a couple of times, and she's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We all debuted and the revival together, Matthew, Megan, and I, and several other people. It was great. I mean, we started in La Jolla, California, and then we went to Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center, and then on to Broadway. It was great, a great cast.
So are they, like, literally the cutest couple in the entire world, Sarah and Matthew? I mean, are they everything you think they are?
Yeah, they really are. They're both of very down-to-earth people, too, you know?
Yeah.
And they're very generous people. And kind, they're really good people. Good people to know.
Yeah.
And I stay in touch with them as much as I can, but of course, it's a little difficult. Sarah in particular is extremely busy these days.
Yeah, I would say.
As well as Matthew too. I know he's doing a bunch of films too, but I do stay in touch as much as I can.
What an amazing show! Well, tell us, where were you born? Because I know that you're first generation here in the States.
Yeah, I'm first generation American. Queens, New York. I'm a New Yorker and lived in New York my whole life until like the last 7 years. My husband and I moved out to Los Angeles, but New York, Queens, New York. I basically grew up in Rockland County, which is right outside of Manhattan. But I did go to NYU for college and was right back in the village, right back in the city again. So
what's your heritage for people who don't know?
I'm Slovak. Both my parents are from Slovakia. And Slovak, it was my first language and was brought up in a very ethnic household. My parents were very strict, and they were very much like a lot of people's grandparents growing up. It was a different childhood.
Yeah.
It was a little different.
So what were those early musical influences? I ask, and we'll talk about this, but your Collage CD has just such a wide range. So what are your earliest memories of music and probably the early stimuli that you connected with in music?
Well, I started as a classical pianist. I started classical piano when I was 5, and I played serious classical piano for 12 years and was in competitions, et cetera, in high school. So classical music was a big influence. With that came singing in church choirs, because my piano teacher was also an organist in churches. And so I started singing in church choirs, which led to being very involved in all kinds of choirs in high school and grammar school, which led to musical productions in high school. Early influences were, you know, like Barbra Streisand and musicals in general. I remember seeing my first Broadway show in the fifth grade. And when I saw, I think it was the Magic Show, I think it was called. Greg Henning, I think, was in it. Anyway, I just knew that that's what I really wanted to do when I grew up. you know, and so anyway, from then on, I remember just renting musicals out of the library, like the still when they were albums. I would go home and I would just play them over and over and over again and memorize them and dance in the living room. So it was like a real combination of pop music with Broadway shows, with the classical influence, coming from an ethnic background. That's what my first album was really about. It was a collage of all these different kinds of music influences in my life growing up.
Yeah. You also, when I've read that when you did Paul Simon's Broadway musical, The Cape Man, you were introduced to your love affair with Latin music. So rounding out the woman who seems to pull from all these different styles, from classical to pop to probably American standards and Broadway show tunes, you added Latin to the mix, which heavily influenced, too, a number of numbers on the CD collage. Talk to me about what you connected with in this Latin music, and especially in working with Ruben Blades.
Well, I met Ruben Blades in the Paul Simon show, The Cape Man, on Broadway. And what, that's a twofold question. First of all, the Latin music in Cape Man, the influences, I was never exposed to Latin music, and I fell in love with the rhythms of Latin music and how the complexity of them, which opened up a whole new world, not just, you know, the Latin stuff that you may hear on Latin stations, the pop stuff, but also Brazilian music, which I will get into later because that became my second album that I just did. But I also met Ruben Blades there, who asked me after that to be a guest vocalist on his 2002 Grammy-winning album, Mundo, where I sang a version of Danny Boy, and it with Cuban rhythms and bagpipes. Danny Boy.
Yeah, you pick up some of those Cuban rhythms and bagpipes on your own CDs, which I love.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, just the whole Cape Man experience, because it was a Latin-themed show, because Collage is an album of covers, I decided to redo these songs. I thought, well, why just re-record them like everybody else has heard them? Why don't I put some Latin arrangements to some of these songs, which worked really well with a lot of them. And I actually even sang Look of Love, the Burt Bacharach, Hal David song, in Spanish.
Yeah.
I sing it on the album in Spanish, and it's very much like a bossa nova type feel of the song.
Now, are you into the Latin dancing now too? I would think that would just start getting into your body, and you just want Latin dance and
you're
Latin
funny.
Sing. And I mean, they're an attractive people, right?
You know what? You can't help but not move to Latin music. You really can once you hear the rhythms. I did my share of dancing right after college. I was in the American Dance Machine, which was, I don't know if people are familiar with it, but it was a dance company, which was a living archive of big hit Broadway dance numbers. The company would just perform the hit dance numbers from big Broadway shows. And part of my vocabulary as a dancer was learning all of the Latin type of movements, from the samba to the rumba to the merengue to the conga, you know. So that's definitely in my... I was doing the Latin dancing before I even was in Cape Man.
Yeah, this is why you need to be on Dancing with the Stars, Luba Mason. This is what I think needs to happen.
Yeah, well, sure, why not?
Hey, they ought to put that out there. Put that into the universe. That's how those things come to you.
I know, yeah. Absolutely.
So, you know, we're around the anniversary of September 11th, and I've been interviewing artists before and after September 11th for many, many years. And it's always around this time that, especially with New Yorkers, that it's a time for reflection. And one of the songs I love on this collage CD is The Calm Before the Storm. And I wanted you just to talk a little about that song and working on it, the decision to put it on your CD, and its impact on you.
I heard the song. It is a cover. It is a song written by Lou Reed and Ruben Blades. I heard the song the day after 9/11 happened. Ruben has become my husband. So he played it for me. And he said, I think this is a song that you should, and it was because of 9/11 that he had thought of it. He says, I really want you to hear this. As soon as I heard it, I knew I wanted to sing it, and I wanted to cover it, and I wanted to put it out there again for an audience to hear. It was a song written in 1988 by Ruben and Lou, and it's about the fruitlessness of war, and you know, talk about a timeless song. I just thought how appropriate to put it out there again and have people listen to it. It's like an anthem-like song. Mm-hmm. And I put bagpipes to it and did my own arrangement to it, and it's quite beautiful and quite moving, actually. Yeah.
Were you in New York on 9/11?
No, I was not, fortunately. I was in Los Angeles at the time.
Yeah.
But my family is all in New York, so thank God they're all okay.
Absolutely. Now, your influences, we've discussed many of them here, and they appear on your CDs, from Burt Bacharach to George Harrison even, and traditional Slovak roots in their songs, as well as Neil Diamond. I mean, the range is pretty big and broad, plus Broadway. What touches you with a song? What has to resonate with you? Because you're a great storyteller with song, and you also like to tell the story in your own way, and you've continued to explore that voice. How is that process for you?
I can't sing a song if I have no connection to it. So I mean, that's usually the very first and most important thing to me, is if I'm going to sing something, I need to have some connection to it. It must mean something to me for me to then relay that message to my audience. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it could be, most of the time it's really the words. A lot of times it's the words combined with possibly the mood or even melodies. I'm moved by melodies, beautiful melodies. But first and foremost, it's the connection to the song and the message in some way. Yeah.
So talk to me about the newest CD, Crazy Love.
Oh, yes.
Talk to me about your love affair with the crazy, with a K, Crazy Love.
Well, it's just, I guess it's just a little symbolic. K isn't crazy. It's just kind of, it's about the ups and downs in love, in relationships. It's a Brazilian-based album. It's Brazilian jazz. And basically it's a song, it's an album that I think executes a real cool Brazilian mood. With songs that I've written myself. 8 of the 10 songs I wrote myself.
And wow.
Yeah, I figure, you know, I just kind of thought, you know, every time I do an album, I want to challenge myself. So instead of just singing songs that have been sung before, why don't I write my own stuff? And I was fortunate enough to hook up with this wonderful Brazilian musician, Renato Neto. He's originally from Sao Paulo. He's keyboardist for Prince. So not only is he, you know, a pretty big guy on the musician map, but he's just a wonderful musician, and he knows his Brazilian music. So he co-wrote four of the songs with me.
Wow.
So I'm very proud of this album. Not only is it just music that I've written and created, but it's Brazilian stuff, which I fell in love with over 10 years ago when I first met my husband, Ruben. He opened me up to a whole world of Latin music, and when he played me Brazilian music, Rosa Passos and Ivan Lins, I just fell in love with very much the mood and the rhythms and melodies. There it is again, melodies and rhythms. I just connect with that very quickly. And this music really, I felt, suited me. It suited me as a person, and it suited my voice.
Mm.
It suited where I am in my life right now. It's just a real easy, I hate to say easy listening. It's very cliche, but it's just got a nice, even, medium-toned, relaxing feel about it. It's very soothing.
Well, and kudos for writing your own stuff, really.
Yeah,
that's the ultimate way to put your own
it.
Voice on it, right?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very, very proud of it, and I can't wait to release it, and I'll let you know as soon as that happens.
Excellent. We'll be watching at your website, lubamason.com. We'll have that linked, and we'll all be watching for that to hit. I think it's so great because you, just in your look and your heritage, would be such a standout in any type of Latin situation. It just kills me,
oh,
you know?
You're like funny. Well, why not? I mean, I guess, you know, take advantage of everything and anything you got in this business. But I also, I have to also say, even with my heritage, I think that comes from my heritage of having spoken Slovak as my first language. And then I'm learning Spanish now, and I sing a song in Spanish on Collage. And this next album, I'm singing in Portuguese. Mm. It's just that folk thing, that ethnic thing, that I think is really kind of cool to keep. Oh, and also the songs, I do want to say, I will be posting clips of songs from the new album on my website, lubamason.com, and it's also on my MySpace page.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there's actually, I've posted about four clips of some of the new songs on there. So should be, a release date is coming soon.
Coming soon. That's always good. Make them want it. Make them, tease them until they can't hold out no more, and then you drop it.
And I definitely will be debuting several songs from the new album in Davenport's, in both dates in Chicago.
So that's what I was going to ask. What can audiences expect? You have two dates here. You're going to have one date that you're performing at the Cabaret Room at the Royal George on Saturday, September 20th. And you can visit SlovakChicago.com for more on that. And we're going to have all this linked, folks, so you don't have to grab a pen and paper. Just go to our website. And you're also at Davenport's, which is a fantastic club, one night only on Sunday, September 21st. What can people expect to come to the shows?
Well, they're both will be slightly different shows. The first show on Saturday night at the Royal George, it's a show for the Slovak Social Club of Chicago. So half the program, I will be singing songs in Slovak. There'll be some folk and traditional songs, combined with also a program of some of my repertoire from Collage and from the new album also. At Davenport's, I'll be primarily doing the Collage repertoire as well as debuting songs from the new album. Plus, I also incorporate several songs from Broadway shows I've been in, like How to Succeed and Jekyll and Hyde and Chicago. Actually, was another show I did with Brooke Shields on Broadway.
How was that? Well, you played Velma Kelly. How is Miss Shields?
She was terrific. Just a real pro, works so hard. Lovely, lovely person. And it was just a blast doing. She was my Roxy and I was her Velma. So it was really a treat.
Y'all are a tall duo.
You bet we were. We definitely were both a tall glass of water.
Yeah, my girlfriend's 6'1", so I like the tall types. It's good.
Yes.
I'm not 6'1 at all, but how tall are you?
I'm 5'10". I think Brooke is 5'11 or 6 foot. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Wow. So y'all we made
a good match.
Velma and Roxy. That's amazing.
Yeah, we were good bookends for sure.
Oh, that's so great. Have you ever been to Chicago?
I have. I've been a couple of times. I have friends there. I had actually performed in Chicago last year. So at Davenport's, and so this is a return engagement.
So what are you looking forward to? Because you're coming at the most beautiful time of year. I mean, September is fantastic in this city.
I love Chicago. I'm looking forward to seeing more of Chicago this time around. It was a really quick, short visit last time. So I'm looking forward to seeing a little bit more of Chicago because I think it's such a great, great city. It's got the best of both worlds, I think. The best of closest you're going to get to like a New York City, yet it's clean and your transportation system is excellent. And it's just a bit more humane, I think, in Chicago. But you've got all that great culture and everything going on there. So
well, we're becoming the new theater town, you know, the new theater. We're tapping the cabaret back. But seriously, we're where it's at. You got your finger on the pulse, Luba Mason. We're glad you're coming into town. And I am sure there's going to be a costume change between the Slovak Chicago folks and the Davenports. I think there should be more sequins at Davenports. That's what I suggest.
Oh, well, I'll think about that when I'm picking out my outfits.
It's just a suggestion.
Okay.
I think the boys at Davenports will like the sequins.
Okay. All right. Keep your mind.
And the girls will too on the 5'10" bombshell. That'll be fantastic.
Great.
Oh my gosh. Luba Mason, she's performing her collage tour. It's a whirlwind tour in Chicago, two nights only, either at the Cabaret Room at the Royal George Theater, Saturday, September 20th at 7:30. You can visit SlovakChicago.com. She's also at Davenport's the next night, one night only, Sunday, September 21st at 7 o'clock. If you want tickets at Davenport's, you can always call 773-278-1830. It's a very intimate room, so get your tickets quickly. Or visit DavenportsPianoBar.com. And if you want to catch up with Luba, because not everybody who listens lives in the Chicago area, she's touring, she's got a new CD coming out. There's lots of news that you're going to want to check in on. So visit LubaMason.com. We'll have all those sites linked on our website. And Luba, it's been a pleasure to get to know you a little better. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Amy. It was great talking with you.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
Kelly, I know this has been a quick little show for you and me, but I feel very relaxed. Luba is amazing. I hope everybody goes and sees her show. I would have loved to. I mean, she's worked with, like, so many people. Getting the dish on some of those people, that's really fun. Because, you know, nothing gets between me and my Calvins, Brooke Shields. I mean, it's just people that I was curious about. So I'm glad she was able to talk about them. So we will talk about this upcoming election because you and I spent most of last week. So today,
into the wee hours.
Yeah, so today we're going to sleep and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it.
Excellent.
There'll be more to talk about, especially this new VP pick.
Yeah, a lot more to talk about.
So, everybody, hope you have a wonderful Labor Day. Hope you've enjoyed Luba Mason and the music during the show. And we'll be back with another Queercast with me and my gal Kelly. Probably not on the porch.
And not in white.
And not in white.
Can't.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming. Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
and American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our QueerCast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, Amy Wooten, news editor, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueerCast.com and iTunes. The next QueerCast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City QueerCast, queer and now.